Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Only one woman. Only one woman has been inducted into the Defence Forces this year out of 617 applicants amid concerns about psychometric testing. The figures were released by the Department of Defence, Micheál Martin, to the Minister for Defence, Micheál Martin, to independent TD Violet Anne Wen, and also showed that 45 applicants did not attend a fitness test and interview, while 15 failed the medical test or the fitness test. I'm joined now by the independent TD I mentioned, Violet Anne Wen. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks for having me on.
We sought a comment or response from the Defence Forces, and I'll bring you that in just a second. What's your own reaction to that story?
Yeah, I had to read the parliamentary response question a number of times just because I think it's quite shocking. I mean, you know, I can accept it's not surprising, especially when we've heard so much from the revelations from the Women of Honour group and other victim groups as well. But I just didn't ever imagine that it would result in just one woman being inducted into the Defence Forces in this year. I think, and I have no doubt as well, that the number are a true reflection of the lack of confidence that the public have, and in particular women have, in the management and the organisation of the Defence Forces in its entirety, and the lack of a meaningful response from government. I cannot understand the absence of the sense of urgency from government on this matter in particular, and see the constant deflection from the issue as a major red flag.
They say in their statement here, I'll come to it in just a second, that it's a priority recruiting women. Do you have concerns about the recruitment process?
Well, I think everyone will have concerns about their recruitment process now that we know that in this year so far, only one has been inducted successfully into the Defence Forces. I mean, absolutely, one is just shocking. As I said, it's not surprising. And the fact that government are 80% of the 38, they've 80% of the 38 early actions from the High Level Action Plan now completed, It's not having the desired effect, obviously. And so, you know, they're not heeding the concerns, in particular from the Women of Honour. I mean, they have had to further campaign, which is truly shocking, for a full statutory tribunal of inquiry to be held in public. And I just think that the Tánaiste in particular, but, you know, there's been many comments that have been made around this issue, and even in particular around this PQ response, where they're talking about, you know, the one woman being inducted this year. You know, the Tánaiste's recent comments there talking about the high rates of employment in the country is an absolute deflection away from the issue.
Can I ask you about the response we got from the Defence Forces now on this?
Yes.
And in a way, the reason I was chuckling there is that it doesn't tally at all with the what they say. So the one out of 617 applicants, one woman was chosen, right? So what the Defence Forces are saying, that worldwide in terms of militaries, recruiting females and gender balance is a challenge. They say the Commission of the Defence Forces has made a number of clear recommendations to assist in increasing female participation, and they're actively pursuing those. Recruiting women is a priority, they say. Special consideration is paid to women as a target group for recruitment within the general recruitment framework, and on it goes. I mean, it doesn't tally with the action or the lack of action.
And that's it. I mean, that's exactly the experience. You know, when I'm speaking and engaging with the Women of Honour, the very fact that they, as I've said, had to campaign and are still campaigning, because they still haven't got full commitment from the Tánaiste around the full statutory tribunal of inquiry to be held in public. In fact, his response at the time was that he was concerned about issues around anonymity being guaranteed for victims who would want to come forward if it was a public statutory tribunal of inquiry. When in fact that is not the case. Anonymity can still be guaranteed if the person or the individual who is coming forward wishes to avail of it. So I think, again, his commentary, his reaction and his response have not been helpful at this point in time. Okay. And I think now that we know that only one has been inducted, there needs to be a reflection on that. And also that was interesting, I thought, was that there was a total of 292 no-shows throughout the induction process. process. And they did say in their response that they are proactive in attempting to arrange times that are more suitable. But there is absolutely no evidence to suggest that they were actually successful in being able to do so. And that tells me that these applicants, they changed their mind in pursuing a career in the Defence Forces. And they need to be looking at why that happened and why so many.
Well, the PQ from Independent TD Violet Ann Nguyen throws up an awful lot of issues for discussion. That is for sure. Violet Ann, thank you very much indeed for joining us.